I'm Jeff Beery. I'm speaking with Zach Chapman from the Colorado Springs Food Rescue Organization. You are saving foods that would end up in landfills and repurposing that, nourishing individuals with that food.
Yeah, we live in a really interesting country wherein we waste, between some figures, between 40 to 50% of the food we produce in our country. You know, that's, it takes 10% of our electricity, it takes 80% of fresh water, it takes 50% of usable land to produce food in our country, and yet we're wasting half of it. Simultaneously, we have 1 in 7 individuals in Colorado who don't know when they're going to get their next nutritious meal. That's 1 in 5 for children. So it's a pretty clear paradox there. And a lot of the food that is being wasted is healthy, fresh produce, meats, dairies that need to go somewhere, you know, that day or within the next 3 days.
Perishables.
Exactly, the perishable items. And that is the niche that our organization fills, is the direct redistribution of healthy food from that donor right on over to one of our partnership nonprofit sites.
Zach, tell me about this concept of food sovereignty.
Food sovereignty is asking the question, what ability do I have over dictating what food is grown in my community? What ability do I have over what kind of food I produce? What kind of food that we produce as a community that's relevant to us? So when we ask questions around food sovereignty, these are questions around our local food shed. So what's being grown in our local region, and what ability do we have to access the right to grow our own food? So that's the question of food sovereignty. It's going a bit further into our understanding the importance of a localized food system than just food security.
So it sounds like food sovereignty is a desirable goal, that you want to have the localization, the independence from larger distribution networks. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely rooted in those values of a more participatory economic structure for local communities. You know, on our end, I see in Colorado Springs, I don't see us, you know, going to 100% of our local food production. You know, we can't get limes and bananas here.
Right.
But, you know, it is very interesting that if we get between some figures between 2 and 5% of our food locally, as in by locally defined as coming from Colorado in our state. If we were to shift that to a 10% production, that would be over $64 million in jobs. That would be $12 million in tax revenue. That would really bolster our local economy, because when we're buying at big lot stores, a lot of that funds of those monies are going out of the community itself. But getting back to specifically food rescue, we are doing one new project that is sort of inching towards a more sovereign, localized food system, and that's this thing called Fresh Food Connect. And basically what it does is it allows local growers, so backyard gardeners, homesteaders, et cetera, to donate their excess food that they grow in their backyard garden using a mobile application to have that food go directly to one of our community-driven healthy food distribution programs. So, you know, we're really trying to incentivize and help kickstart our regional food shed as an organization, specifically in conjunction with a lot of other wonderful nonprofits and organizations.
So this app that you're talking about, that's available through the Colorado Springs Food Rescue organization? You guys are spearheading that?
Yeah, so we've actually made it in conjunction with Denver Food Rescue, partially from funds that were actually awarded to us a little over a year ago from Colorado College. But we've teamed up with Denver Food Rescue and Denver Urban Gardens and Pikes Peak Urban Gardens down here in the Springs to really kickstart this movement.
Nice.
It's called Fresh Food Connect, and you can sign up on there. Right now it's regional as per zip code. So 80903 is currently the only active one, but we're looking to get a few more active for next year's growing season. And we're really looking at ways of incentivizing growers to producing a bit more extra in their plot than they would normally do. So we're really trying to inch towards this, you know, going beyond food security, right? Like what are the harder questions we need to ask about our own food system as a whole, you know?
Very cool. So one final question. What obstacles does the Colorado Springs Food Rescue have right now? Obviously, you're looking for funding.
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's IndieGive season, right? So it's the season of giving is here right now, and we're proud participants in the IndieGive campaign. And you know, we're always looking for more volunteers as well. We rescue over 25,000 pounds of healthy, fresh food every month through 55 different food rescue shifts, as we call them. Mm. So we're always looking for more awesome food rescuers. It's one of the most fun ways to volunteer. Yeah. 37% of our shifts are done by bicycle and trailer. So those of you who are active, especially in the winter months, you know, that's the true testament, right?
Is
when we get that big snowfall. But volunteers and funds are always greatly appreciated.